Friday Arvo on Triple M, Cliff in the drive home, and thank you for being here wherever you are. Maybe you're on the Listener app, L-I-S-T-N-R. Soon as I'm finished chatting with Bruce the Goose Hatfield about some movies, I will take this and stick it up onto Listener 2. Just search for The Drive Home. This man has got a very interesting idea on how to look good. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to lift weights. Guys, just buy smaller shirts. I present to you the Goose. Hello, mate.
Hello, Cliff. How are you, mate? How are things? Yes, and I'll tell you what, I've been buying kids' shirts for years now and no one twigs.
Fixes a multitude of sins, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
How would you like to have about one percentage point of the back end of Avatar, which is about 3 hours long and it's making zillions of dollars, so people must be loving it?
Well, but I think when he was saying originally, oh, I need $2 billion to break even, which everyone goes, how can that possibly be for a $400 million film? But apparently it's ticked over the $2 billion. But unfortunately, what this also shows that movies like Tar, which are, we'll touch on that later, that cost $35 million to make, but it's made about $7 million. Mm. And then you got The Fabelmans, which cost $40 million to make, and that's only grossed half of that. Mm. So I think people just want to watch the world burn.
It comes down to a self-fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it? Because this is the stuff that's making money, and it is show business. So investors go, oh, hang on, I'm not putting any money into that. So all we get is the same stuff again and again and again. We might have a look at Magic Mike's Last Dance, which opens next week. But we haven't talked too much about Avatar. I felt that it could be about an hour shorter. People are obviously in love with this movie because some people apparently are going back two and three times to see it again. But, like, would you recommend that you see it on the big screen or wait for your big telly at home?
I must admit, it is a big screen film. And the one thing that everybody raves about is when you see it in the IMAX or the 3D. And, like as you said, it's a pretty ordinary old drawn-out film, but the effects are, I believe, and that's anyone I haven't seen on the IMAX, is quite spectacular. Like, that's one of those things when you see old people in the 1950s and the kids are reaching out and everyone's got the glasses. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it really is like that. Mm. But as a film and a story, it's really not much chop.
Yeah. But, you know, like you say, the effects are really, really good. I just wish they'd cut it down. But, you know, it's making some money. But then we get to something like Tar, and there is a real buzz at the moment about Cate Blanchett with the, we'll call it the award season, but for the Oscar. Now, what did you think? I must confess, I haven't seen it yet. It's a very interesting premise for the film, but, you know, what do you reckon?
Well, she is amazing. She bangs out two or three different languages. It's almost like a two-hour monologue. Like, she is very, very, very good in it. She's already got two Academy Awards, and you can see why. But unfortunately, the film itself is it's okay. It's almost a very independent-based film. And it's the one thing I couldn't really get my head around is one of the characters in it is Mark Strong. And he's this good-looking, square-jawed, bald guy. He's done The Kingsman. He's been in some of the older Guy Ritchie films, but here he is with a full head of hair.
Oh.
And I just couldn't get my head around his head, if that makes sense. I just couldn't look past, where's the bald head? And it sounds a petty thing, but I just couldn't get past it. So I think the casting is a bit ordinary for an ordinary film. However, Cate Blanchett is unbelievable. She is incredible in it. But it's really weird because it's a bit like, if you like a show about a conductor, if you've seen Whiplash with J.K. Simmons, brilliant film.
So good.
He got the Academy Award for that. It's sort of, I wish I could say it was like that, but it's nothing like that because Whiplash was actually good.
Mm. Okay, well, let's have a look-see at another film that's going to be opening next week, and I can't believe they went past you and I for the casting for this. Magic Mike is back again. Magic Mike's Last Dance. It's been a bit of a break. Have you had any sort of pre-look at this thing or not?
I've seen yes for it. It's going to be, it really is the last dance. I hope it's the last dance because these guys are going to start using duct tape to tuck the skin in and pull the abs back in. There's, you're only going to see photos from the front because there's going to be about 30 pigs holding everything together from the back. Or, of course, they may be going the extra small kids T-shirt, which, as you know, works the trick.
Surely does too. So if you like Magic Mike, I think that might be one where you just put your brain in neutral, have some fun, enjoy it, and think, oh, gee, why doesn't Channing Tatum just eat a pizza and come back for the rest of us? I mean, really.
Well, unfortunately, he ate quite a few pizzas after his breakup, and I think they've gone, okay, he's not quite good enough to fit into the whale costume, the whale outfit. However, I think he's gone, you know what, when he's back on track with the ladies, a couple of champagnes, and off you go. It's made for that.
There you go. Hey, look, there's a whole bunch of stuff around it. And Bruce told me something that really freaked me out just before we came on air. Groundhog Day is 30 years old this week?
Correct. Gee. And I'm just really thankful they haven't remade a version of it.
No, don't do that. And can I just mention, we mentioned this yesterday with Steve Malk. She passed away at the age, I think it was 74, Cindy Williams, who of course was in Laverne and Shirley, but she was in a really good film some time ago. You may not ever have heard of it. Gene Hackman, from memory, Francis Ford Coppola did it. It's called The Conversation, and it's really, really good. So we lost another one from Hollywood. Mate, nice to talk to you. Thank you so much indeed for your time. Have fun at the movies, and we will talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, Cliff. Stay young, stay fit, stay healthy, mate.
See you, mate. The Goose back next week on Triple M.